rock except our God.
Prepare yourselves. For the next hour, you will experience rock and roll for your soul. Music so intense, you will find yourself asking,
is this really Christian?
Yes, it is. And now, for the host of My Dad Rock Experience, Pastor Alan Ward.
Yes, indeed. It is time once again for another hour of spiritual power, of rock and roll for your soul. I'm going to lead you back in time to the 80s and 90s as we explore some Christian rock and metal from that era, which in my humble opinion is the golden era of Christian rock and metal. And I've got some great music lined up for you today, and I hope you'll stick around and listen, but not just with your ears. Now, many people hear with their ears, but not with their hearts. And so they miss the whole point of what I'm doing here on this show. And I hope you'll listen today with an open heart so that you'll hear the messages of the songs and the message of the Bible verses that I'll be sharing with you today. And I hope that that'll happen so that you'll be changed forever through what you hear today on the show. And my prayer is kind of what the Apostle Paul prayed with the church at Ephesus. He said, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you will know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power towards us who believe. And so we're going to start off the show today with Petra with their song, Hit You Where You Live.
Yeah!
Hey, that was Petra. Hits you where you live. Do you want to change? Are you doing some things that you wish you could stop doing? Could you wish you could just change your life? Well, guess what? Jesus Christ can turn your life around. Now, you may say, well, wait a minute. You don't really know what I've done. I've gone too far. I've done too many bad things. God can't save me. Listen, that's a lie from the devil. That is a lie from the devil who's trying to seek to rob God of his glory. How so? Well, listen to what the Apostle Paul says in 1 Timothy 1, verses 15 and 16. He says, "It is a trustworthy statement deserving full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, among whom I am foremost of all. Yet for this reason I found mercy, so that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might demonstrate his perfect patience as an example for those who would believe in him for eternal life." You see, Jesus came into the world to save sinners. He didn't come for righteous people. He came for sinners. Even great sinners like the Apostle Paul, who was having Christians imprisoned and killed. And Christ saves sinners that the glory of God's grace and his perfect patience may be seen. So the more sinful you are, the more God's glory can be seen in saving you. So it's just the opposite of what the devil tells you. So don't believe that lie that you're too bad for God to save you. The devil just doesn't want God to glorify his unbelievable mercy through you. And it doesn't matter what kind of stuff you've been into. God can save you, clean you up, and make you a vessel for his glory. And the Rez Band sings about this in their song, "The Love Comes Down."
He said that he had your number, you cut the telephone line.
Love Comes Down. That's the Rez Band. Next, we're going to hear from White Cross, "Living in a Light, a Lost World."
say you got a lifetime to live, my friend. At night, I always see it pouring with time.
That was White Cross with Living in a Lost World. They sang, "No way you can look into the future and know when he'll be calling on you. Right now, it's time to accept him." You know, you don't know when you're going to die, and you don't know when Jesus Christ is coming back, although he is sometime. But we don't know when. There is no time to waste. The Bible says today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts in Hebrews 4:7. Don't harden your heart to the call of God. We'll be right back. Hey, that was Deliverance with The Call. Jimmy P. Brown there on guitars and lead vocals. Awesome band, The Deliverance. Encourage you to check them out. They're old school. You have to look hard to find them, but they're great. Listen, he's singing that song. He said, do you hear him? He's calling you. Do you hear Jesus calling? He's calling you. That's what they sang. And you may say, well, how is Jesus calling me? Well, Jesus said in John 10, 14 through 16, he said, I'm the good shepherd, and I know my own, and my own know me. Talking about his sheep. Even as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep which are not of this fold, that is, of this Jewish community he was in. I must bring them also, and they will hear my voice, and they will become one flock with one shepherd. So how do we hear Jesus' voice calling out? We hear it through the Word of God. As you sit here listening to me read his Word, Jesus is calling to you. He's calling out through the Bible. And the question is, are you going to continue to harden your heart against his call? Or are you going to surrender to his call and start following him?
Upon my life, and I have some.
Hey, that was King's X with It's Love. He said, it's love that holds it all together, and it's love that's holding back the weather, and the same will let it go. You know, there's coming a time when the weather will be let go, and this earth will be destroyed. Peter talks about that in 2 Peter 3, 7 through 10. He says, but by his word, the present heavens and earth are being reserved for fire, kept for the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men. But do not let this one fact escape your notice, beloved, that with the Lord one day is like a thousand years, and a thousand years like one day. The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient towards you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, in which the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and its works will be burned up. You know, the fact that this has not happened yet is proof that God still desires to save some people before this great and terrible day happens. Are you one of those people he's patiently waiting on to repent and believe in Jesus Christ? The question for you is, when that day arrives, will you be dead or alive?
Sing it.
And that was Idle Cure with Dead or Alive. You know, they said, "You've had every pleasure this wicked world provides. Have you turned from the truth that's inside you to seek the other side?" Well, what is he talking about? Well, in Romans 1, verse 19 through 21, verses 19 through 21, he says this, "Because that which is known about God is evident within them. For God made it evident to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power, and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse. For even though they knew God," that is, they knew there was a God, "they did not glorify him as God or give thanks, but they became futile in their speculations, and their foolish heart was darkened." You see, God has made it evident within us that he exists. Not only has he made it known throughout the creation, you guys that are out there fishing now, you see God's beauty and his glory and all that you're doing out there on the seas. But you know what? God has also given us a conscience so that we know both outwardly and inwardly that there is a God and that we should live for him. But we've all turned aside from this truth to seek out the things of this world. And since we've rejected the glory of God as our purpose for living, we start a futile search, basically, for things to provide that purpose for us. And that gets us into all kinds of trouble, as Guardian sings about in their song, "Curiosity Killed the Cat."
Yeah!
Yeah!
Hey, Guardian. Guardian with Curiosity Killed the Cat. You know, they sing about people who indulge in the occult as kids. You know, they think it's harmless. Or it's curiosity. Kids playing with Ouija boards and trying to levitate things and people. And all that stuff is demonically empowered. And it gives the devil doors into your life to control you. And people who do such things are, as they said, when you play with fire, you're going to get burned. And if you play with those things, you're going to get burned. And as they said, curiosity killed the cat. Those things will lead to death, and not only physical death, but eternal death, separation from God in hell. God strictly forbids that kind of stuff in his word. In Leviticus 19:26, it says, "You shall not practice divination or soothsaying," and that means fortune telling, tarot cards, psychics, witchcraft, Wicca. Horoscopes, all that kind of stuff is forbidden by God. And Jesus tells us very plainly that all who practice such things are not going to heaven when they die. He tells us in Revelations 21:8, among a list of things, this is what he says, "But for the cowardly and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and immoral persons and sorcerers," or those who practice those kind of things, "and idolaters and all liars, their part will be in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." That is not something you want to experience. And we find another list over in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. It says this, "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither fornicators," that's people who have sex who are not married, "nor idolaters," people who worship themselves by loving pleasure and money and sex and fame and everything else, "nor adulterers," those who cheat on their spouses, "nor those who practice homosexuality." And in the Greek here, it's clear that God's referring to both passive and aggressive partners and consensual homosexual acts. He says, "or thieves," those who steal, "nor the covetous," that's those who always have a desire for more, "nor drunkards," those who get intoxicated, alcoholics, "nor revilers," that's those who are abusive, "nor swindlers," that's extortionists or blackmailers, "will inherit the kingdom of God." Now, that's scary because some of that goes on right here. And people that do these kind of things, the Bible tells you very clearly, if you practice that, I don't care where you think you are spiritually, you're not saved and you're not going to heaven. That's what the Bible tells us. That's not my words. That's God's word. And so, I can't say harsh things like that because I don't have the authority, but God does, and he says that. Well, why? Why are all those things, why are those kind of people that practice those kind of things not going to go to heaven? Because all of them have a common denominator, and that's they're all enslaved to some kind of sin, which means they've never been set free from the sin of self-worship, which in that Romans passage, Romans chapter 1, we read in verse 21, "For even though they knew God," that is, they knew there was a God and they should live for his glory, "they did not glorify him as God or give thanks, but they became futile in their speculations and their foolish hearts were darkened." And then in later on in verse 24, it says, "Therefore God gave them over in the lust of their hearts to impurity, so that their bodies would be dishonored among them." So that's part of God's curse for our sin, is that we are enslaved to our own lusts. And so people that are living those kind of lifestyles of alcoholics and drug addiction and sex addiction and thieves and all these kind of things he just read off, those people are demonstrating that they're still enslaved to their lust and they're still worshiping themselves, which is what he says in verse 25. "For they exchanged the truth of God for the lie and have worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forevermore. Amen." You know, we need help. We can't free ourselves from our slavery to sin. We need Jesus Christ to free us. Listen to Rob Rock as he sings a song about how Jesus Christ can deliver you in his song, "I Am a Warrior." Rob Rock with I Am a Warrior. You know, Jesus Christ is a warrior, and he can deliver you and rescue you from your self-worship and the wrath that is to come because of it. You know, Jesus came for that very purpose. It says in 2 Corinthians 5:15, and he died for all, that is, Jesus died for all, so that they who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf. You see, Jesus came for the very purpose of freeing us from our slavery to sin, from the tyranny of our self-worship, so that we might worship him, the King of Kings. Cross with King of Kings. You know, Jesus is the King of Kings. And as King of Kings, he demands to be treated as such. Do you know what? There's going to come a day when every knee is going to bow. The Bible says in Philippians 2, it says that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow of those who are in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. If you want to be saved from the wrath to come, if you want to be saved from God's terrible day of judgment and to be saved from an eternity of fire in hell, then you must surrender to King Jesus now. You must make Jesus Christ your everything. And that's what Stryper sings about in their song, Everything. And this will probably carry us out. So I'll see you next week. Oh!
To touch you, to hold you.